10:30 to Severn Beach. She sat beside me at Montpellier station. She said she liked to see the seasons come in. Her ankles were threaded with dark veins. I thought of dead wisteria still gripping bricks. Her face was pink sacks, grey pouches hung from ledges of bone. She said she'd given up Clifton. High ceilings were hard to heat. On the other side of the line, bramble stalks were dark purple. We spoke of Brighton, propping your back on a groin, plucking at its barnacles, sliding fingers over tiny mirrors of black quartz, as the sea spat inky sprawls of bladderwrack, snatched it back. She said, you get it when there's a gale. In the morning, all those pebbles chucked out onto the promenade, and the water whooshing over might catch you any moment. She'd lived in a Regency house, just the basement though, and could always hear the sea, even in the dark. We talked of Arundel Castle, the gift shop, those lovely soaps and woolens. She led me there with her sentence. It's reached along a flat path at the bottom of the village. She stood up to go, said she didn't want to keep me. I wanted to keep her. I stepped through the lisp of sliding doors. When the 10:30 left, she was still sat on the bench.